The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, Contessas. Welcome to the Career Contessa podcast, your shortcut to being more fulfilled, healthy, and successful at work. I'm your host, Lauren McGoodwin. Today, we're talking about manifesting your next career opportunity. And before you write this off as being too woo-woo, hear me out. There are endless benefits of getting crystal clear about what it is that you want and consistently checking in to see how your actions are getting you closer. We'll talk about those benefits and give you a step-by-step plan for creating a vision board with Camille Stiles, a lifestyle entrepreneur who credits her daily manifesting practice for her success. Plus, Camille is offering listeners 10% off her vision board kits with the code CONTESSA. So be sure to check that out in the show notes. And now this is the Career Contessa podcast. Hi, Camille. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Lauren. Thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Okay, so start by telling us who you are, what you do, and something about you that we wouldn't find on your resume.
Oh, I love that. I'm Camille Stiles, and I am the founder of the lifestyle site, CamilleStiles.com, where we share daily content to inspire our community to really create the lives of their dreams. And I'm also the new founder of the direct-to-consumer home goods brand Casa Zuma, where we design and source handmade goods from artisans around the world to really help our community create the homes of their dreams. I say newly, we launched just about a year ago, so I am dipping my toe in a whole new water, but it's been an amazing learning experience and I'm having so much fun with the new brand. Something you wouldn't find on my resume. Most people don't know that I actually went to a semester of culinary school.
Oh, wow. So were you going to be a chef, pastry chef? Like, what was the plan? Maybe you didn't have a plan yet.
Not exactly. I think it was one of the many times in my career where I have really just followed my passion and not known exactly where it was going to go, but had this intuitive gut feeling that it was going to help me at some point in my career. I was currently working in event planning, which was the first phase of my career in my early 20s, and just loved food and had such a passion for the culinary arts. So I just wanted to learn more. And I wasn't exactly sure how it would play out. But now, as you know, someone who's written a cookbook and been a recipe developer for my website, I'm so grateful for that semester of hardcore culinary training.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, I was an education major. I finished the whole 4 years, probably should have only done a semester, but people always ask me, they're like, oh, that's too bad you're not a teacher. I'm like, actually, I use a lot of teaching principles all the time. So I totally relate to what you're saying. Okay, so today we're talking about manifestation and you love manifestation. So I want to talk about, like, first explain what is manifestation, because I think there's a lot of terms out there. Visualization, manifestation. I always say, like, I'm type A with a side of woo. So I love this stuff and I don't mean any offense by it, but I'm also like, there's a lot of woo-woo terms out there. So tell us, what is manifestation? And then, like, how did and why did you get interested in this practice?
Okay. I love the way that you teed that up. I think you and I are so alike in this topic because yes, I love manifestation, but I definitely think that my approach is different from a lot of what you'll hear from the wellness gurus out there. I am someone who naturally likes a plan. I like a step-by-step. I want to get up in the morning knowing, like, what can I work on to get closer to my goals today? That said, the reason I've become so fascinated with manifestation is realizing that whether we realize it or not, we are already manifesting all the time in our lives. When you think about it, like, every single thing that you've done in your career and your life started as something in your imagination. It started as a thought, and then you made a choice, and then you brought it to life. So you're already manifesting. And I think that the point of diving deeper into this practice is to really learn how to harness your inborn manifestation skills and become more successful and powerful with those.
So you mentioned, like, people are already manifesting. What does this mean? And I think vision boarding plays a big role in that. Can you explain this more?
So vision boarding is something I'm so passionate about because it is such a powerful tool. I think that vision boarding isn't like the end goal. It's a tool in helping you create a plan and really harness what your vision for your life actually is. So when you visualize the dreams in your head and manifest those visually through images and words that you put on a vision board, you can start to feel what that dream life feels like. You can start to really put yourself in the position of a person who is already living that life. And what that does is it starts to chip away at those limiting beliefs that prevent you from dreaming too big. I'm saying that in quotes, because as we'll talk about, I don't believe in dreams that are too big. I think that there is so much power in saying them to someone else and putting them on a vision board where you can see them every day. And what's crazy is the simple practice of doing that will start to convince you and prove to yourself that you can bring those dreams to life. And I feel so passionately about vision boarding that I actually created a vision board kit for Casa Zuma, because I really wanted to empower our community to have the tools that they need to create their own vision board. It has a beautiful linen pin board and a workbook that I wrote to really walk someone through the process, start to finish, creating the vision for their life and then bringing it to life on their vision board where they can see it and look at it and feel it every single day. And what's really cool is I think for someone who's never vision boarded before, you will probably be shocked at how often the dreams that you put on that board come to life, but usually in ways that you wouldn't have imagined. This is something that I've seen over and over again. And it's something that, unless it's something that's on your vision board, you may not even realize that it's a dream you've manifested, because so often these things play out in ways that aren't the way that we're planning or expecting. But you'll look at something on your vision board and be like, oh yeah, that happened this year in a way that surprised even me.
Yeah, I think there's so many cool stories of people sharing that. It's usually like in hindsight, they're not totally conscious of it while it's happening, but it's the whole saying of like, life happens while you're making plans. And it's interesting. We did a fun exercise like this at Career Contessa in January. This was like before COVID, so it's been a while. And literally just like collected magazines, like did the old like 17 magazine, seventh grade version of this. And it was so fun just to kind of see what came about people's vision boards. But I really like that your kit has some prompted questions, because I do think the self-reflective piece is really important. And you know what's interesting? Some advice I always see kind of over and over again that people will share about, like, quote, what successful people do or how they got to where they are, is they talk about how they had like crystal clear approach, or they had a lot of clarity about what it is that they wanted. And I know that if you're job searching or you're thinking about a career pivot, or oftentimes you're going through a life transition, it can feel really challenging when you're not totally sure what you want. And obviously this is like one of those things where you're like, well, what comes first, the chicken or the egg, you know? And so I like that this exercise can maybe help in this very practical way of like also giving you the clarity of what it is that you want, so that you can job search better. You can tell a better story in the interview. You can tailor that resume. Or if you really want whatever type of job, like, you start to pave that direction. One of the things I think you've done with manifestation and vision boarding is you've made it go from sort of this theoretical idea to this very tangible thing. So I want to talk a little bit about, well, first we should just, I think there are a couple different manifestation methods. So do you prefer any specific method? Why or why not? Kind of like, what has worked for you so far?
Yes. And I could not agree more with what you just shared. I think that getting clear on what you want is truly the most powerful part of this entire process. Like we mentioned, manifestation can really get lost in this kind of like magical thinking, hippy dippy kind of practice. But this is really about getting in touch and getting to know your authentic self more deeply and taking that time to get so crystal clear on who you are and what you want, so that then you can take action and make sure you're actually taking action on the right things. I think it's so important to carve out your vision for your life in a way that feels truly authentic to what you want and isn't just reflecting what society wants or what your parents want or what people are expecting of you. So that's a huge part of this process, is just listening to yourself and getting more in tune with your authentic self. So in terms of the type of manifestation, my version definitely starts with that visualization, because it really does activate the part of our brain that starts to believe that we can bring a dream to life. And I do think this is the first step in overcoming our self-limiting beliefs. But, you know, then it's really about taking that vision and breaking it down and keeping going, getting really tactical about creating that plan to bring that vision to life. Like I said, I like to have a game plan. I want to know how I can make traction towards my own goal. So I think that my approach is definitely manifestation with a side of like tactical personal development.
Okay, well, let's get into your five-step process. So people can buy this through your company or they can do it on their own. It doesn't really matter how you guys want to start, but this is sort of the five-step process for manifesting, you know, let's say your next career move. We'll keep it to that. I mean, obviously you could use this for like life partner, you know, I want to move across the country, but let's kind of like make a practical for someone listening about their next career move. What is step one? So I think you talked about visualizing, right?
Yes, that first step is really putting yourself in the headspace of your dream life and really allowing your imagination to kind of run free. So a few prompts that I love for this visualization step, I highly recommend busting out your journal and carving out some time to just go deep and listen to your inner voice. I like to think about, imagine living your dream career right now. What's your daily routine? Where do you work? Who are you with? And most importantly, how does it feel? And then I'll make a list of the personal attributes that I'd like to embody in this dream career. So those attributes might be inspiring or respected or organized, creative, aligned. Like, what are those things that really light you up when you imagine feeling that way in your career and that person that you want to be reflecting to the outside? And then getting tactical, what is that one action that you can take this year to move closer to your vision? So I think all of those things are really wrapped up in that visualization step. It's creating the vision, it's creating your vision board so that you can really see that vision in a way that every single day you can look at it, raise your energy, be reminded of where you're headed.
And is the way to do this, like you write it in your journal, you know, you like tear that sentence out and put it on the board? Or, I mean, I guess I always thought of vision boards as like, again, like cutting out magazine things, you know, I guess once you've journaled this, how do we transfer it to the actual board?
Yeah, that's exactly why I created this vision board kit, because I do think that it is a process that can be a little daunting or just feel like it's unproductive or just something that's like a decoration for your wall. So in my kit, in the workbook that I created, I really walk you through that process of taking your answers and then how does that play out visually on this vision board? And a few of the ideas that I share as prompts are, you know, it could be when you're thinking about that person that you want to embody, you might have a muse. There might be a celebrity or an image of a woman or someone that you admire or a role model you look up to, and you might put their image on your vision board to give you that reminder. It might be a word or a short phrase, like a mantra that really reminds you of where you want to go. So it can be kind of a mix of any of these visual cues. It could be a picture of your dream office space, if that's something that excites you and ignites that in you, or even like what you would like to be wearing in this role. I think all of those different pieces and parts, again, just spark that full engagement. Like, you really want to engage all the senses so that you can picture yourself in that role so clearly.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. That's according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I really like about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place super easy. I've been on both sides of the job market as a job seeker and as a recruiter, and Indeed is great for all users. What stands out to me is the vast pool of talented candidates that Indeed has. Everything about Indeed is intuitive, quick, and they have great tools to keep everything organized. Oh, and in the minute that I've been talking to you, about 23 hires have already been made on Indeed. That's according to Indeed data worldwide. So get unparalleled access to job seekers with over 350 million monthly unique visitors globally, according to Indeed data, and an extended reach through Glassdoor. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning what your preferences are. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. One more time, I want you to join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Contessa. So just go to Indeed.com/Contessa right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. One more time, that's Indeed.com/Contessa to get your $75 sponsored job credit. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.
Let's talk about setting intentions. So this is where we're going from visualization and what you want to embody to setting an actual intention. What's an example of that?
So for setting intentions, this is really about thinking about the gap between where you are right now and your ultimate vision for your career, and then carving out what is the one action that you can take this year to move closer to your vision. And I think it's so important to choose one, because our goals and intentions can so easily become so overwhelming. And I just believe that we're so much more likely to make actual lasting change in our lives when we can get hyper-specific about that one thing. So one example would be, for me personally, I want to have more, let's say, like mentions in press this year. I haven't really been doing any type of press outreach or PR the last couple of years. You and I talked about this on our last phone call, and I just would like to, you know, be out there more in publications that I love. So I have on my calendar every single Monday, I send one pitch. That's it. It's something that is actionable. It's extremely specific. It's something that I can do, and I put it on my calendar so that it doesn't get lost in the shuffle.
Yeah. And just to bring that to like a career example, if you wanted to pivot your career, maybe you spend 10 minutes on LinkedIn every Friday engaging with comments on people's posts to build your network, because now you want to, you know, step two of that is like you want to have an informational interview, at least 6 informational interviews this year or something like that. That would be like one every other month, which seems totally doable. So I think that's a very tangible thing that you can do. You can set this intention that aligns to your vision. It's like, again, it's like following the breadcrumbs. Each of these pieces is kind of leading to that bigger thing. I love that. I think also starting with one is great. And you can also, like, I mean, you're talking about making this for a year, but there's no rule. Like, you guys could do this once a quarter, every 6 months, if you're super impatient. I don't think I would do it more than once a quarter, because I do think we need to have some stability with this process, but, like, you know, you could do it twice a year. Okay. Next is the daily check-in. So kind of taking this a level next down from the intentions is the daily check-in. What's that about?
Yeah. So this is potentially the most powerful step, I think, in this entire process, because it's how you are going to take this vision and really bring it to life in a tactical way. So, you know, once you know your vision, you've spent this time cultivating, this is my vision for my life, this is what I actually want in life, you're going to wake up every morning with this fresh sense of purpose. And now it's time to actually, like, work on that plan and go through these steps that are going to help turn that dream life into a reality. So every morning, I start my day with my journal, my coffee, of course, and a quick review of my vision board. Literally just looking at it. And it's crazy how the act of looking at my vision board raises my energy, and it reminds me who I want to show up as that day. It just keeps me on track for where I'm headed. Then I review that one action step that is going to move me closer to my vision. And this is my cue to get out my calendar and check to see if the way I'm spending my time today is aligned with that vision for my life. And again, this doesn't have to just be for career. I have an action step for career. I have an action step for my relationships, one for my health. Like, these are things that you can have for each of your life buckets. But doing a quick scan of what those action steps, what those intentions are, will just help keep you on track. And they'll also help you take that very tactical step of looking at your calendar and making sure that you're carving out time for these things so they don't just get lost in the busyness of life.
Yeah, I think anyone who listens to the show on a regular basis probably already knows what I'm going to say, but I love this because it's very proactive versus reactive. You know, I think that when you are proactively shaping your career, your life, and also I think a part of this is like rewriting some of those stories we tell ourselves. I just saw a friend of mine posted something today, and she had a story that she was telling herself, which is, if I want to switch careers from a head of social media to something else, I have to take a pay cut. That was a story she constantly told herself. If I'm making a career transition, not only do I have to take a pay cut, but probably some sort of demotion. I won't be the head of a department. And it's so interesting because the stories you tell yourself, it's like your brain doesn't know whether they're true or not. It just knows that's the story you're telling yourself. So yeah, let's rewire them to be positive, to be toward the future that you do want, and to not make that assumption. So I also think it's like, it's a good mental check-in of like, wait, did I tell myself that story? Was that true? Like sometimes just having that moment of like not letting it just happen, but having like a pause, reflect, I'm going to rewire this. I do think is helpful. It's the same as like when, you know, it feels like something is catastrophic at work and then you pause and you're like, okay, this is not the end of the world. This is actually can be fixed. You know, like sometimes it's just that emotional kind of whirlwind that can take over too. So I love this like action of the daily check-in because I think there's a lot of like complimentary things that come with that routine. Okay. So then you go into the next one, which is the monthly practice, which is funny because we went from daily stuff to monthly. So like I feel like we jumped. What is that?
Yes. This practice has become so key for me over the last couple of years. And I think the daily practice is where we are looking at our calendars, we're getting actionable, we're making it happen that day. The monthly practice is where we carve out a little more time to go within, really think about, like, I think it's so important in our busy social media filled day and age that we actually carve out time to think about our lives, about where we're headed, about what's happening in our lives and celebrate the wins and look at where we want to make improvements. So this monthly practice is where I block out about an hour on my calendar. I usually like to just do this on the first Sunday of every month. So it's already a recurring appointment on my calendar each month. It's like a date with myself. I get up early. I'll light a candle. I really make it a ritual that I look forward to. And this is when I look at the month ahead and I see if I'm spending time on the things that matter most to me. I'm journaling about each of my goals across all of my life buckets, including my career. And I just get refocused and carve out space for what is important. And sometimes this might even look like readjusting my goals because I think that we are always evolving. We're learning. We have new pieces of information coming into our lives, new life situations. So it's a really great time to let those goals kind of evolve along with where we're headed and what's going on with ourselves. But it keeps us on track. And I think it's just a really beautiful way to kind of celebrate the progress that you're making and check in with yourself to make sure that you are still making traction towards what you really want.
What do you do when, I mean, you talked about making progress. What do you do when you feel like you're doing this, you're following all the steps, but you don't feel like you're making progress? Like it can feel very like disappointing to be like, yeah, I've made the vision board. I know what I want, but you know, I'm not able to get people to give me press, or I'm not able to get people to have informational interviews with me or to have conversations. Like, what do you do when you come up against a wall?
That's such a good question. I, for better or worse, am a problem solver at heart. And I think that I ask myself why. I think there's a reason for everything. It doesn't mean that you failed, but it may mean that you need to pivot or tweak your approach a little bit because it's so important that we are spending our time in ways that are actually making traction. And if you're not having luck or if you're not, you know, feeling successful with the tactics that you're using, it may not mean that you have to throw that goal out the window. You probably can still 100% achieve that goal. It's that you may need to change up your approach a little bit. So I think this monthly practice is a really beautiful time to look at what isn't working just as much as what is, and really dive deep and ask yourself why, even if that means doing some research, talking to other people. Maybe you set up a meeting with someone who might know or who might have had experience that you don't, that might be able to give you some insight. Because I definitely don't want anyone out there to feel like they're spinning their wheels or going after a goal that they feel like they're not getting any closer to. Every single month, I want you to feel the sense of, I am making progress. I am getting closer to my goals. And when I'm not, I have the full agency and ability and power to figure out why.
Yeah, I really like that. I mean, career paths are not linear. Life in general is not linear because you're reacting to things. I mean, this is where I'm going to say it. You're proactively reacting to things that come your way, right? So when you get laid off, like, okay, that's changed the linear career path or something like that. I've always believed like, look, I believe in holding on to the goal, but being flexible in the way that you get there. Sometimes it feels like you're making a U-turn or taking a step back or making a left turn before you can make the right turn to get to the destination. Like there's so many, I mean, think of like when you drive to the grocery store, there's probably so many different ways that you can get there, but you still get to the grocery store. And I think of this as a, like an analogy to sort of that is what you're saying, which is like, but if you can check in and recognize like, okay, that street is blocked, like that's not a good direction. So we need to think of something else. I think also like anticipating that is part of this journey a little bit. Like it doesn't mean that you're not going to get that dream life or that dream career. I also think that, you know, I'm always really hesitant to say things like dream life, dream career, because ultimately these are like work in progress. Like you can have moments that are, you know, and like life is full of other emotions. What are your thoughts about sort of protecting that expectation with all of this too?
It's interesting because when I talk about dream life and dream career, I'm actually talking a lot more about the way that that career or life makes you feel. It's not really rooted in a lot of these achievement or material oriented like milestones. When I'm visualizing my career, I'm not saying I want to have a million followers on Instagram. I'm saying I want to be creating on Instagram in a way that feels aligned for me and lights me up and brings me joy every day. So you can Right. feel and hear in my voice the difference in those energies and those intentions. And I think it's really important when you have a goal or when you're visualizing what you want to ask yourself, what is it that you really want? Because it may be that you have this job title or these publicly facing accolades in your head as your goal, when really what you want is to be financially secure, to be happy, to feel connected at work, and maybe these other attributes that you're attaching to that. So I think this inner work is so key in diving deep to figure out what is it that you really want? Because like you said, there are so many different ways in. It doesn't only have to look like one job title or one achievement.
Yeah. I could not agree more. And then as our last fun question as we wrap up, what are a few things that you've manifested? I'm very curious.
Well, I love to revisit this because I think that when you are a type A person, it's very easy to just keep, you know, moving forward and looking at the next target and not really reflecting back on the things that have happened in your life. But one of the reasons why it is so important to revisit those goals that you've manifested is it gives you confidence for the next one.
Yeah, that it's working.
I can make big dreams happen and bring them to life. And it just helps you keep, again, letting go of those limiting beliefs and not being afraid to dream big and like go even bigger the next time. So, you know, in my early 20s, I launched a blog that was truly a creative outlet, side hustle, just doing what I loved. And I remember the day that I started thinking about monetizing it and turning it into a business. And I will never forget how far-fetched that seemed at the time because I hadn't really gone after and achieved any really big dreams before. And I think at that time in my life, I thought that a lot of things weren't possible. So it does feel like a pretty crazy journey over the last 12 years to have turned that into the business that I've created now. I'm so grateful to be truly doing the job that I love every single day. And so many incredible milestones along the way have happened, from writing a book to working with truly dream brands as my clients, and things that I would never have, again, dared to imagine when I was in my early 20s. But it's been really cool to see how slowly, step by step by step, I've achieved one thing and seen how I can bring a dream to life. And it's just given me so much more confidence to go farther and dream bigger and not really say that anything isn't possible, because when you see what can happen, it just expands your view and your vision for what actually is possible in your life.
Yeah, I think it's great. I honestly think too, so many people, you know, a little bit worried about the future and the uncertainty. I think there's nothing bad that comes from kind of knowing what you want and proactively driving the direction of those choices. So I think this is great. So I'll link to your vision board kit in the show notes. We've also done a webinar on visualization, and I think we did another podcast episode on this. So I'll put all of those also in the show notes so people who are really into this topic can kind of dive deeper. Camille, tell everyone where they can find you, follow you, learn more about you.
Thanks. So you can find me on Instagram at Camille Styles. My lifestyle site is CamilleStyles.com, where we're sharing all the wellness, style, beauty, design, home tips. And then my home goods brand is CasaZuma.com.
Amazing. And we'll put all that in the show notes as well. Camille, it's always such a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lauren. This was so much fun.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Career Contessa podcast. Please take your time to rate, review, and subscribe. Little insider tip, one review equals 1,000 new downloads. And we're so grateful to all of you who have been doing it because it's actually been making a huge impact on the show. So thank you so much. Also, don't forget that you can save 10% on your vision board kits with the code Contessa at checkout. The link to that is in the show notes.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.